I'm immensely hurt. You all been led astray. We're going to get rid of all them music shirts. I don't want them on the campus no more. Fresh. I want all that off. This, don't wear it around here no more. If you had a shirt on, I'll make you pull it off now. You all been deceived. I'm going to show you a tape from Jen Sell, Expect It Fresh. Sean, you didn't write on that what I need to write on that. What the name of that thing, that one I looked at?
House Party.
House Party. What? I got on Diana, because Diana know better than that. Montrell have started a ministry in my ministry that does not complement my ministry at all. You all follow him. I know you all follow him. You are not Montrell armor bearer. No more. You either. I don't want y'all picking up doing nothing for him. No more. He do his own self. Darren, every one of y'all. There's only one leader here. That's me. Everybody else under me. Y'all been highly deceived. That thing I look at, it looked like a whole party. The way y'all was shaking your butt, dropping this graffiti, little stuff down on y'all, something laying out like that drunk. A few cuss words were said, and y'all just popping and dancing. You gonna see it right now. Sit down. Show it. You tell me this is God. You explain to me how this is God. Put your head on, right? Take that head off.
It sound the same, but it's different.
I don't care if y'all don't come back. I'm gonna be the pastor of this church of hell.
News flash, yeah, we whipping, but the swag so fresh we can do it while we jigging, yeah.
That ain't crap. That ain't representing like God. Look. You got a mask on.
Don't get it, but before you write me off, don't judge me.
That's the devil. Fresh.
Already know how this lick gon' go. Already know that we lit for show. Already know when we
he don't have come to church. He up in there.
They about to turn it up. Already know when the fresh gon'
go.
Already know what it's gonna do. Already stuck in your head like glue. Oh, they about to turn it up. Oh, when we play it, they be running up. All day long, they can't get enough. All up in the party, they be cutting up. They be singing my song, even when they don't. Throwing the air like it's raw game. And you can't help it, you just gotta sing. You think you already know how this gon' go. Sound the same, but it's different, yeah. You already know that the same, but it's different, yeah. You already know that the same, but it's different. Already know that the fresh don't fade. Already know that the fresh gon' stay. Already know that the fresh don't play. Play. I already know if I get my way. Already know what I'm gonna say. Already know that the best don't wait. Oh, they about to turn it up. Oh, when we play it, they be running up. All day long, they can get enough. All up in the party, they be cutting up. They be singing my song, even when they don't.
Look like bitches. Whole. Just doing anything.
You think you already know how this gon' go. Sound the same, but it's different, yeah. You already know kinda the same, but it's different, yeah. You already know kinda the same, but it's different. Already know, bob in your head, cause you already know. Already know, bob in your head, cause you already know. When we play it, they be running up. All day long, they can get enough. All up in the party, they be cutting up. They be singing my song, even when they don't. Throwing the air like it's role game. And you can't help it, you just gotta sing. You think you already know how this gon' go. Sound the same, but it's different, yeah. You already know that the same, but it's different, yeah. You already know that the same, but it's different.
Is this stupid boy? Jesus Christ. Shut it down. Matrell, you deceived, son. I'm going to tell you publicly. That is deception. That is demonical. That has no way to glorify God. And I'm so sorry I have to tell you this, but I have to tell you in front of these kids so these kids can know you have led them wrong. That has nothing to do with this ministry. That has nothing to do with glorifying God. That's y'all just shaking your tail clowning, and I know it gets filthy in that. I heard some cuss word on it. It's terrible, man, what y'all doing. That's deception. Y'all been deceived. I'm telling you right now, y'all been deceived. Y'all could, you could either get a revelation or you can be rebellion, but everything shut down. Who them children is that? Your grandchildren. You want them to hear this? All right. Everything shut down as of today. No hanging around this ministry after hours. I don't want you on this campus at all. Stay at your house. Darius' house is shut down if you're going to work here. And every other house shut down if they're going to be around here. And I was appalled of Diana, because Diana is of age. But I know the influence that Montreal have had on y'all. That is wrong. It is not right. It is not glorifying God. Y'all can't tell me one thing on that glorifying God. One thing. Martell, you need to cut your hair. You're a grown man. You're 30, almost 35 years old. You need to find your wife. Leave these little children alone. Just leave them alone. You need to just leave them alone. This is sad. Y'all think you're cool. You're not cool. You're stupid. You too, Jeremiah. This is plumb stupid, man. That kind of stuff y'all been doing, I didn't know y'all were doing that. I told you, you can get away with it a long time, but I'll finally catch it. It's been since 2015, probably more than that. I know y'all got some more stuff. All that's coming off the air. When I get through today, I'm shutting everything down on the internet. I don't want none of that stuff out. It represents Word of Life. My legacy is on the line here. Who looked at that crap? Y'all think y'all doing something spiritual? Y'all know that wasn't spiritual. Montreal know that wasn't spiritual. I done trained Montreal. Darnell know better than that. Y'all know better than that. Y'all been deceived. That's a deception from the enemy, trying to break down what God is doing in the body of Christ apostolically. And that's why God have exposed this thing, and God have exposed you all. And I give them Acts 3:19 because actually y'all need to repent and be converted that the Lord can come back fresh on your life. You see, y'all try to substitute something in the place of God. It's not going to work. So nobody going to serve Montreal. You too. Ratio. You're not going to serve in Montreal. Montreal going to do what he got to do himself. Y'all ain't waiting on him no more. I'm shutting everything down. I'm shutting him down from the pulpit a while. This is serious to me. This is serious to me. But y'all old enough to know. I've taught y'all. You all old enough to know yourself that it's wrong. Y'all should have left. Jeremiah, you should have left. You up in the pulpit. Don't be grinning, boy. Look, don't you grin when I'm talking. Hey, I'm talking to you. Don't you grin when I'm talking. You got a little attitude, but you're not going to have it up in here. There's nothing to grin about. You're stupid. Don't grin when I'm talking about something serious like this. I'm so angry inside to see decent little girls, y'all jumping out there, y'all nice little girl clowning and twisting, acting like you're drunk. You girls, y'all disrespect y'all self. Well, let no boy lead y'all to do nothing like that. It's gonna lead to sex, it's gonna lead to cussing, it'll lead to drug, it'll lead to anything. It's not God. I know it's not God. I'm not missing God. This is not God. I can play some more for y'all if you want. You got some other one. Tub. Y'all try to be spiritual. Why didn't y'all say something? Say we off track now. This is not God, what we doing. Y'all partying. Any of y'all got a Bible? Huh? Look in Matthew chapter 5. I got to minister to y'all. My God. Ooh, this is the devil. This is the devil with no level. So don't y'all bring them shirts around you no more. That shut down the whole factory. It represents that crap there. It don't represent Jesus. That's why I knew something holding me for months. That's what it was. I couldn't put my hand on it. That's going on. Talking about the Gentile. Gentile is shut down. In Matthew 5, 13 through 16, what are we going to do with these verses? Matthew 5, 13 through 16, what are we going to do with these verses now? Son, you come get on your knees right here. You, Philip grandson, get on your knees right here. Because you got an attitude. Get on your knees. Get on your knees right there till you get rid of the attitude when I'm talking. Because you don't move me. You don't bluff me. I don't like nobody disrespecting me. Feel them need to be a little strong on your behind. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how should it be seasoned? I'm reading out of New King James Version. It's then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. That's what's going to happen. Some of y'all going to get pregnant. Something's going to happen to you all because you're off base. Salt supposed to give taste. Salt supposed to preserve. Y'all think y'all were preserving anything there? I know it's some worse one, but this, I'm going to use bad English, this is worse enough for me. I'm going to wipe them all out. Could you say, when you were in those deals there, you'd have salt of the earth? You'd be lying. You wasn't on salt of the earth. The next thing said, look what he said next. You're the light of the world. Jesus said that. Who are we going to respect? Jesus said that. Do you think that's the light of the world? No. See, now, you all may have thought I was going along with this. See, so y'all could have been deceived. Think I don't go along with none of it. It is of the devil. It is not of God. I don't care. It's a mind thing. It's not the Holy Ghost. I know the Holy Ghost. You know, you're talking about young children got to have fun. I believe in that. But that's not it. That's not no young children have fun. That's a grown man and led y'all into deception. And then y'all, you grown woman, y'all grown women, y'all know, you grown man. You was at that thing?
No, sir, but I've been to something before.
Yeah, but you wasn't at this one we played just now. This is Tubba, man. This is Tubba. Phil, you saw this? This is Tubba. This is not of God. With all the word I'm putting out, he putting out, how can y'all be deceived like that? Look at verse 16. What they say? What they say? That's your light there? That was the light? Was that a light? Thank you for answering, young lady. You need to, I believe you know, girl. I believe you done caught it. Was that a light? Some of y'all look, was trying to stare me down, but you're not staring me down because I know I'm right. You know, I love you, but I mean, it ain't no different for me how you feel about what I'm doing now. It make me no different because I'm trying to save your life. And a lot of y'all believing for things, the reason you're not getting it, you're looking for husband and wife and different things. You ain't going to find them doing crap like this. Got me praying and all that stuff. Y'all, you're not the salt of the earth. You're not the light of the world. That's unholy. I got some words down here. That's deception. You've been deceived. Listen to this statement. Gifts may appear overnight, but character is necessary to steward them. Character. You're all out of character. Ooh, I got hurt so bad when I saw that. Y'all all out of character. I've been feeding y'all from babies, most of y'all from a little child, feeding y'all, all out of character. You can go back and sit down, son. You're still laughing, though. Still laughing. That's sad. That's sad. Y'all are all out of character. Trying to be cool. Trying to relate to the world. Trying to be like them. They're supposed to be like you. Huh. You know, this might sound foggyism, but character come only by way of the cross. And good, ripe fruit require time exposed to the S-O-N, to the sun. I thought y'all was getting it. Are we supposed to change with the system? What I think is Hebrews 13:8. That's the one that said Jesus Christ is saying. Turn there. Are we supposed to change with the system or the system supposed to change with us? You see, we think we have to modernize. We got to modernize and compromise and relate. No, we don't. No, we don't. We have the good. We the Christian. We the light. We the salt. We the leader. We the one saved. It's not fresh, it's flesh. It's the flesh. It's not fresh, it's the flesh. The refreshing of the Holy Ghost wasn't there. Holy Ghost don't go to, he ain't go to nothing like that. Y'all have, act like, you're just playing like it. But you, who you playing like? Like Beyonce? The world, you gonna let Beyonce? You see, because they got money and Hollywood and influence, we think they're better than us. They're no better than you. If they're not saved, they worship the devil, they say. They worship the devil. We going to join them? No character. No conviction. I remember I told a story the other day of a man who played a game. He was a preacher. A lady said she's gonna give $10,000. She said she'll bring it tomorrow. It was in California. Carol and I was preaching there, but I wasn't preaching today, so I went and sat and listened to the other boy. And the lady said, I'm gonna give $10,000. She said, I'll give it tomorrow. Well, the lady said she's gonna give it tomorrow. So two of the guys on our team called a woman to the side trying to get her to go get it then. And I knew it wasn't right. So I told the top man, I said, look now, because I'm not gonna be in no meeting like this. I said, we need to get this straight. So he talked to all of us, the top man did. He talked to him, and he told him, said, it's wrong. I don't want that in our meeting, you know. And if the lady says she's going to bring it tomorrow, she either bring it or don't bring it. We're not desperate. The man who did it, he stood up there, and he acted like he was still real sad. And when the head man left, he walked back over and said, I know how to get sad when I need to. Didn't mean that the old folks called it, because a duck feather is not normal. The old folks called it like water rolling off a duck's back, because a duck feather resists water. And you can resist this today, but I promise you, I'll live to see that resistance, because this is so dangerous. You can play with this, and you can leave here and talk about this wrong. It's very. I've had many people who are not here today because they touched this anointing. And I need to make you aware how strong this anointing is. The prophet was bald-headed, and those children laughed at him and poked fun at him, and bears came out and killed them all. That anointing is still strong and it's still real. It's nothing to play with. You don't have. This is spiritual. This is very, very real. And the Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, so we're not. I'm not threatening. I'm just telling you, because some of y'all think y'all Mac. You think you can handle this, but it's just plain stupid what y'all done. Just stupid. Just dumb. Y'all got too much word in you. You're too fine of people. Montreal been around me all my life. Montreal know what I stand for. None of that. I cannot, I'm not letting y'all talk to defend yourself. You don't have no doggone defense. There is no defense in this room. You don't have no defense. You can't tell me nothing about this. You can't tell me that wasn't the world. You can't tell me that wasn't Satan. He'll have y'all smoking after a while. You say, oh, no, I ain't doing that. That's all they need is an inch. He'll have y'all sleeping together after a while. All they need is an inch. You can't, a bunch of girls and a bunch of boys can't get up there shaking like that and nothing don't happen. Something gonna happen. You know what I wrote down? This is the spirit of rebellion against abstaining from all appearance of evil. Now, I saw in Montreal started changing. Because Montreal, sometimes you tell him something, he don't know what he's saying. What I mean, my children never been like that. Never. My children, when I say something, that was it. It was like God talking. But you see, when you get out in that facet of life, that rebellious spirit come on, you don't even know it's there. Now, I have 43 years of ministry. I'm 70 young. Now you know more than me. So let's talk about it. No, baby. No, I've forgotten more than y'all ever learned. This is good for you. Some things been held back from some of y'all. Y'all been praying tonight. Some things been held back because Satan had his foot in the way. Okay. Now, this church had one pastor. I'm the pastor. I'm talking to you, Troy. I'll fire you behind. And Darius, I'll let y'all go. And Caleb, y'all not serving my trail. Can't call y'all to pick him up. Troy, I didn't tell you. We landed. He there with a salad from Montreal from, what the hell is this? I didn't say nothing last night, but the Lord spoke to me when I said, what is this? Just servant. Montreal just an employee here working for me. I'm holding y'all for this. Y'all got some. You see, now the enemy trying to work with you all kind of ways. Don't let him do it. This is a turning point in your life. Turning point in Montreal life. I can't have Montreal here preaching to these people, not at this time, with that kind of junk. My men will see that. Huh? See y'all doing this? Come on, Jeremiah. See y'all doing this? You know, Jeremiah, you and Montreal both know this ain't right. Y'all can justify it. Y'all talking about modern time. This ain't nothing but no modern time. This is, look at this scripture. Look at this scripture. Look at the, First Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. And I wrote down there, no conscience, seducing spirit, slick spirit, similar spirit, camouflage spirit. They look like the same thing, but I've taught y'all so much. And then I got my son, who I think is older than all of you. It's deception, son. You want them out 12? You know? I can't have that. I sacked Diana out. Diana worked for me. Diana wasn't raised like that. Diana no better than that. Diana is a grown woman. She know better than that. Marisha is a grown woman. She know better than that. Y'all know that wasn't God? Suppose I'd walk in the room. Just suppose I'd walk in there. Not let alone Jesus. I know y'all respect me, but y'all been deceived. You're going to have to admit you've been deceived, and you're going to have to ask the Lord to forgive you, and you'll never get in that predicament no more. It's so dangerous. Seducing spirit. You see you say that? Seducing spirit. What is a seducing spirit? Huh? He seduce you. He's slick. He's sly. He act like. Nothing wrong with this. And you know, I'm not going to put it all on Montreal, Marisha. You know. You know, Diane. My two daughters back there, they know. They're women. They know. You boys know. Y'all know. Either you're not saved or you're not saved. Rachel, you know. Rachel, you know. Don't act like you ain't answering me. You know. Don't sit there and stare at me. Don't try to stare me down. You ain't staring me down. You know. See, y'all sitting there concerned about what Montreal thinks. Who in the hell is your pastor? Well, I'm trying to pastor all of y'all right now, including Montreal. I want no fresh shirt, none of these shirts. You shut that thing down. No shirt, no shirt, none of it around here. It's over. No hanging around here. I don't want nobody back there but who's supposed to be back there. In that boot, who Darius. And sack his tail out, or he won't cry, and sack him out. He knew better. Why he got convicted as soon as I said it? I'm not going to put it all on Montreal. Montreal, the high influence, he been doing it for years. Y'all been doing this. Then y'all teach a little scripture, you know, Jesus. Out there shaking your tail and clowning and acting like you're drunk and laying around, some in the room. With a mirror and all that crazy stuff. So the scripture says, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. That's it. I want you to see that. I preached to you before. Oh, my goodness. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. You get to the fifth verse, you say a form of godliness. Denying the power thereof. Denying the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost would not conduct himself in that way. Jesus wasn't there. The Holy Ghost wasn't there. So who was that in? The devil. Anything could have happened to y'all at that. Where was that thing at anyway? Where was it at? The one I played? Huh? At your home, Jesus Christ, You better go and clean your home up. You better go and ask the Lord to consecrate your home. Because that's sad. And I know y'all have done some, had some other things I don't even know about. Lord Jesus, my God. And I'm holding you too, Jeremiah, because you know you've been around me. You travel with me too. You know your dad. You know what your dad stands for. Y'all in our pulpits talking to our people. It's not right, man. It's not right. I know it hadn't really hit me like it's going to hit me. I had to deal with it. Go back to 1 Timothy 4. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It said, the first verse said, now the Spirit expressly said that in the latter time some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. I'm going to show you something that can bring deliverance to you, but you're going to have to see it. Look at Romans 9:1. Romans 9:1. You see? I'll tell the truth, my lie not. My conscience bearing witness with the Holy Ghost. All right. Play a little more of that. I'm going to see if your conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost with this. If you don't say your conscience, I want you to explain that to me. I want one of y'all to explain it. If you say this conscience can bear witness. Ooh, you already know the same verse. I already know. I want to know where Jesus is at. Y'all represent this ministry. Look. Jesus Christ.
It sounds the same, but it's different. If you can find the paper, cut the clip.
Alright, you're gonna cuss.
News flash, yeah, we whipping up the swag so fresh we can do it while we jigging, yeah. It's kind of close from a distance. I'm like the hip hop.
Who that with that mask on?
I know you probably don't get it, but before you write me off, don't judge me, let me finish fresh.
Already know how this lick gon' go. Already know that we lit for show. Already know when we hit the door.
Wrong man.
They about to turn it up. Already know when the fresh come through. Already know what it's gonna do. Already stuck in your head like glue. Oh, they about to turn it up. Oh, when we play it, they be running up. All day long, they can get enough. All up in the party, they be cutting up. They be singing my song even when they don't.
Show me Jesus. I want the Holy Spirit to be there.
And you can't help it, you just gotta sing. You think you already know how this gon' go. Sound the same, but it's different, yeah. You already know how the same, but it's different, yeah.
What part where that you suggested cuss word is that? Huh? What? He just said it. Reverse it. I don't hear that. They call that in the movie when they used to show those drinks and popcorn, you couldn't see it. What they call that? Yeah, that's what some of that in here. Suggesting evil.
You already know they're the same, but it's different, yeah. You already know that the same, but it's different. Already know that the fresh don't fade. Already know that the fresh gon' stay. Already know that the fresh don't play. I already know if I get my way. Already know what I'm gonna say. Already know that the best don't wait.
That is not Word of Life Christian Center.
When we play it, they be running up. All day long, they can get enough.
right in the middle of my ministry, y'all doing this. Well, this crap is over today. I'm putting everything off the line, shutting all these shirts down, all this stuff shut down. Just clowning. You're just a bunch of clowns. You're clowning. Look at you. Look at the suggestion that girl said that. That's a sexual suggestion. That's why you and Montel can't find y'all wives. Y'all messing around with these children too much. Y'all need to straighten y'all tail out and be men and ask God who is your wife and go ahead and get married and make some children, do what you need to do so you can have your own children running around here with these little boys who are half your age. That's why you can't find her. Ain't nobody want no child. Keep asking y'all what y'all gonna do. Y'all keep putting off and procrastinating. The enemy has tricked you all. Don't ever try to justify this. I know evil when I see it. Trick y'all. Y'all been tricked. Y'all been tricked for years. Thinking y'all, I don't think you really been tricked. You've been trying to be slick. Because your conscience and the Holy Ghost will let you know this is not God. I know sometimes I've been preaching, unless y'all heart see it, y'all had to come under conviction. Jesus Christ. Suppose I'd have walked in there. Suppose my wife would have walked in there. Suppose John would have walked in there. Barbara would have walked in there. Phil, a woman, would have walked in there. Y'all have kept doing that? You know you wouldn't. See, y'all don't want to answer me. One lady answered me. Y'all don't want to answer me. You know you're wrong. If you don't know you're wrong, you're highly deceived. I'm repeating myself. You're highly deceived. How many of y'all know what this ministry stands for? Huh? My goodness. What are we going to do now? Huh? What are we going to do? If this is wrong, what are we going to do? Huh? What does repent mean? Turn away from it? I'm going to give you a deeper understanding of repentance. Repentance is an inner decision. It's an inner decision. See, you can talk here because the pressure on. True repentance is an inner decision you make to change. That's true repentance. It's over. Y'all got to find something else to do. It's over. This is over. This is over. This is over. This is over. Y'all got to find something else to do. This is over. I'm going to have to start a real youth program here. I don't know who's going to teach it. A real youth and young ladies and young men like Dougie, I need to have a real program here that we ponder the word. You can have fun, you can have activity, but that ain't no fun in activity there. That's the world. You know what? You know what? I don't feel no repentance in you. I can't be fooled. You know, people say, I get sad because I'm caught. But I'm telling you, a lot of stuff y'all been believing for, y'all haven't been getting them because you was, I used to say this word wrong. Straddled? Huh? Yeah, straddled. Y'all been straddled the fence. The Bible says, double-minded man or double-minded woman is unstable in all their ways. Let them think nothing. They're going to receive nothing from the Lord because they're not. Now you talk. Face up to your wrongdoing. Right in front of them. Stand up. You repent for what?
I repent for doing the wrong things.
Like what?
Having fought it, giving
Look at them. Look at them, because they did. Huh?
Giving the wrong appearance.
You need to get your hair cut, Montrell.
Cut my hair.
You need to get your hair cut. Cut your hair and comb your hair. You see some of them young boys or something, you let them lead you. You're supposed to be leading them. Y'all supposed to have decent haircuts. Do you see what's wrong in this situation? Do you see what's wrong, Dante?
Yes, sir.
You grown. How old are you?
31.
Do you see what's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. I can't hear you. Stand up.
Jesus wasn't involved. Holy Spirit wasn't involved.
What you see, Jeremiah? Get up. Stand up. No, it ain't so much what I teach, your daddy teach too. What the Bible teach, what you know about the Bible. You know y'all been doing wrong. That's been wrong, man. Y'all been partying. Most likely none of y'all gonna cut no record and make no money. You just forget that. Y'all voice ain't that good. Get you a job. I don't want no instrument taken from here, taken nowhere. Now, you people who work here, including Montrell, listen, I don't play. And whatever I have to do, I'll do it, including him. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Go on with your life. Find something to do. Then have these little groups, y'all with this little group. Y'all done got in trouble with this thing. And I saw Montrell when he started changing. Montrell was the most humblest one in my family. He would not do nothing ill will or say anything, but he started thinking he knows stuff. I just sat there and listened to him. You know, he knows stuff. Boy, I forgot that 13 years ago. See? You know, you got to know how to yield to me as a father. Now, who saw this? It was on, what do you call it? It was internet, Darren?
Yes, sir.
What else is it on?
It was on YouTube, Vimeo, at expectedpress.com.
So y'all been blocking the people from coming into this church. Somebody done look at it. Y'all put it out there. Somebody have looked at it. Ungodly as it can be. Actually, I'm going to say it harshly. We're clearing the serpent who was in the garden. He camouflaged himself and looked almost right. But yet a real spiritual person know the truth. I'm appalled at this. Y'all run for the Holy Ghost on Sunday, then y'all say you're running for the Holy Ghost on that. It's not. I could play some more if y'all want. They got some other ones I can play. It get worse and worse. Some of y'all faces are gonna be showing there doing some crazy stuff. Man, I tell you the truth. God wants each of us to stay so close to his heart that we can speak a relevant word to different areas of society. God wants each of us to stay so close to his heart that we can speak a relevant word to different areas of society. Any one of y'all got a defense, stand up. I'll listen at it. Give it to me. I've got so much. I've been 43 years in the ministry. I don't really know what to do with y'all. How to make sure y'all get delivered from this thing and shake this thing and not get in trouble for the trouble. You can get in further trouble with this. Because when I speak to you about something, I'm not speaking selfishly, and I'm not speaking about me. I'm speaking about whom I've tried to serve all these years with all my heart. I don't want no disgrace on God's name. I don't want y'all to fail. I don't want y'all to miss what God got for you. You know, I love my son with all my heart. I love Montreal. Montreal know I love him. You know his mom love him. I love my children. But my children know I'm straight. When it comes down to God, I'm letting nothing separate me from the love of God. I don't care who he is, I stand up to him. And I know what I'm talking about tonight. I know what I'm saying. I know the deception. I know how easy it is to be deceived. And thank you, right. You're young. You got your whole life ahead of you. I'm so glad that the Holy Ghost exposed this. Because y'all are going to get farther and farther and farther. Find a little drink, ain't gonna hurt nothing. A little non-alcoholic, then a little 1% or 2% not gonna hurt nothing. A little drag, not gonna hurt nothing. That's the way he works. He sets you up. I don't know who you are sitting in here. I don't know what God has for you. All I know, the enemy trying to rob you. I saw Deidre, little boy, there on one of them things. You barely see him at church sometimes. And then every time he come, he won't go up in the booth. He ain't going to the booth. Set your butt down and listen to this word. They're all up in the back. Ain't going to be none of that no more. I'm going to hold that. You got to keep that thing clean out. All up in the back. You need to be sitting here in the word, listening, getting instruction, getting direction. All right, one at a time. Y'all repent. Get up. Who will be first? I'm listening.
I repent right now in the name of Jesus and ask the Lord to forgive me.
All right.
I repent right now.
Talk louder.
I repent right now and ask for forgiveness.
For what?
For being deceived and not reflecting on Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, dishonoring God.
I repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive me for smearing your legacy.
What? Let me ask you a question before we get to the other portion. None of y'all had no checks? Marisha, you ain't had no check in your heart about this? Huh? What you did? Just shut it down and went on? You were supposed to be spiritual. You ain't had no check about this? What? You were at that meeting there? It was at your house, huh? You were there, Marisha?
No, sir.
You wasn't at that one. All right, go ahead and repent.
I repent, and I
Marisha. Yeah, you see, you say something there. The Bible says, let everything be done what?
Decently.
I can't hear that. What that word say? Decently in order. Was this done decently in order? Y'all shaking your tail like that and clowning like y'all out in a nightclub somewhere, or out in Las Vegas somewhere, and what that stuff that fall on there? Y'all had that little piece of paper. Yeah, falling on you all. Jeremiah, he got a mask on. Montreal got a big chain around his neck. And then King D. Montrell. What the hell? There ain't no king. There ain't no King D. Montrell. The only king around here is Jesus. Go ahead, Diana. Yeah, you should have conviction. I know there's a constraint there with Montreal, but don't never let no man or no person overrule your spirit. That's the key to it. Go ahead, son.
I repent, ask for forgiveness, disrespecting you, disrespecting the word.
All right. You next, son. Who next?
Would I repent and ask for forgiveness for disrespecting the word, this ministry, and what I truly know to be the right thing and not yield it to Holy Ghost?
What you truly know, you say, right? Mm-hmm. I know you know. Go ahead.
Father God, I ask for forgiveness today for not being a proper reflection of who you called me to be and blocking your will and your purpose with my own.
It's on you, son.
Father God, I ask for repentance for not representing this ministry and disrespecting the word and not following the guidelines.
Go ahead, Kale.
I repent for not accurately depicting what truly am, disrespecting this ministry.
Yeah, the main thing, the ministry, thank you all so much, but God, man, the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. Go ahead, Donnell.
Father, I repent, Lord God, for disrespecting my Lord, for you, Holy Spirit, and for not listening to the checks that I had repeatedly over and over again, Lord God, and not being in your will.
I see Donnell got such respect for him as his oldest brother, and he'll do anything Montreal tell him to. Go ahead, young lady. You been to some of them? You been to some of these deals?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm
33. Yeah, you're a grown woman. And you been here since how old you were when you come here?
17 or 18.
Yeah, been teaching you a long time. And you knew about a walking one of the things, what would have happened, right? Huh?
Yes,
and you knew better, right?
Yeah,
all y'all that, wait. Next, you repent it. Go to the next one.
I repent and I ask for forgiveness for disrespecting God, disrespecting his ministry, disrespecting myself.
Yeah. Oh, God. She hit a note. Respecting myself. Lost self respect. Great, y'all. Go ahead, dear Mo. Now, let me ask you a question. All right, go ahead, Darren.
Father, I repent and I ask that you forgive me for not properly showing proper character of Christ, not being 100% submitted to my apostle and disrespecting the ministry.
Let me see. Son, you got this? You understand what your daddy doing? You understand what your pastor doing? I want the old Montreal back. You see, when you sway out like that, everything began to sway. I'm the child I got. I mean respect, but I saw him swaying a little bit. What is this? Well, when you're dealing with something like this, and you may think you're right, and I think the intentions were there. I think y'all had the right intention, but it's the wrong format. See what I'm saying? I know y'all love God, but I have to protect you. I have to protect you. When I shut this down here tonight, all I'm going to do is start praying for you. I'm not going to bring this up and be dragging it before you. We just need to shut it down, do repentance like we did, and recognize that's not the right way. I'm not saying, say for instance, y'all told me that movie was good. That's the one of the most filthy. My wife and I once said that. What do you call it? What that is?
Get Out.
Get Out. How can y'all sit there and watch that trash? When they talk about licking somebody's ball. And F. I heard about 16 FF in about 20 minutes. I'm just sitting there saying, what? My barber told me, said, we went and see it. Man, it's good. You got to go see it. He said, I went and see it twice. Me and my son go and see it again. What? That thing is filthy. There's another movie coming out with a bunch of women on it. I don't know who the star is that one. What? That is the devil. Now, I know sometimes you go to a movie to say a few cuss words. I mean, if you're going to see anything, a few cuss words. But boy, when it get vulgar, y'all supposed to walk out. You should not let your flesh overrule you and stay in the area of you know that is not honoring God at all. That movie, how many of y'all saw that movie? Lord Jesus. How y'all sit through that thing, through that whole movie? Some of y'all have seen it twice. Montreal brought some of y'all, went with y'all. Seen it twice. How can you respect these girls and have them in that? We usually have respect for girls. How can we do that? They talk all under their dress. That movie coming up now, they talk all under their dress, talking about sex and hot and how big it is and all that kind of stuff. What? You going to stoop your dignity and your God to just have a little flesh front? That which is of the spirit, that which is of the flesh is flesh. Come on, come on now. Come on. Y'all pray. What y'all praying all this praying for? I see y'all at prayer meeting. What? Are you making any contact with God? Can God talk with you? Can the Holy Ghost bring conviction on your conscience to say, all right, I might lose a few friends, but they're not going to drag me down this road? You young girls, y'all take care of yourself. Raise your dignity. Don't let nobody drag you. If you got a boy coming, he don't want to do what's right, let him go. I'm hard on these girls, you know. Keep your dignity, because these boys, what the boys will do, is they ain't going to marry you. They're going to play with you and play with you and play with you. They ain't marrying you. They're going to marry a girl who come there and been to church and carrying herself right. Now, how you doing? You're going to be left holding the bag with some foolishness. I know. I did it. I was out in the street, ran with all kind of women. Shoot, when I was looking for a wife, I didn't want that jackass was out there with me clowning, because I know I couldn't trust her. So the Lord helped me. The Lord told me, said, that's your wife in Prairieville. The Lord helped me. I was cut in half. That's your wife in Prairieville. I wasn't even ready to get married. But I heard it, and I went, and I told her, asked her to be my wife. And I know now, over these 45 years, the kind of ministry I'm in, I don't need no backdoor woman. I got to leave town. I can't have a woman that don't give no respect to the Lord. They got no conviction. So don't let nobody use you. God, let God groom you. Let God groom you, baby. Let God groom you. Father, I thank you tonight for exposing the enemy on our children, on these young men, these young women. And I pray that they sense the love of God that come from me as their leader and as their father in the gospel. And, you know, Holy Spirit, I can't handle this. I know I can't. I lean on grace. I lean on your mercy to make this be a turning point in our lives, that we can hear your voice and find out what direction you're leading us in. And I hope all of these young people that are under the sound of my voice have repented before you and before the elders who are in here, that their dreams and their desires are beginning to manifest so fast, and they'll know why. Because they were turned from things that the enemy was holding them back and deceiving them. And I pray that you direct their lives. I thank you for Montreal. I thank you for Jeremiah, the two leaders, and Darnell, that you will let them, from another perspective, do what you call them to do. May great grace be upon these children, these young men, these young women, and may they recognize Satan when he make an offer. May they recognize him, and may they submit themselves to you and resist the devil and draw nigh to you. And may you touch their hearts tonight, touch their mind in a special way. I thank you and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I've talked to the twins. They haven't landed yet. I've talked to them. I've debated about letting them play tomorrow or not. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to fix myself not to be hurt. I got to be a little hard sometimes, but I do have some pain tonight. I have to mention it. It just blows me off the runway, man. I said, Jesus Christ, what is going on here? I know what you say. I don't repent now, Reverend. You didn't talk to me, but I'm just telling you my heart. I want all y'all to be successful. You're successful material. You no doubt about it. And God has your blessing waiting on you. Now, where we go from here? How we handle it from here? Just decide to do things the right way. Whatever don't glorify God, don't you be a part of it. Okay? I believe there could be some decent dancing. I really do. I believe that big. But it got to be decent. And it got to be, you can't lean toward the world way of doing the thing. You see what I'm saying? See, I know y'all have parties and have some fun, but I expect y'all to have a different kind of party and a different kind of fun and a different kind of people around you, out in the open, with the lights on. See, not trying to imitate Beyonce and all the rest of them out there. Y'all not no devil worshiper? Any question? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're going to have to watch it and check it. And even if we had to have one of the elders or one of the leaders, that particular woman doing it, a girl doing it, a person doing it, It might call them off to the side and tell them, you know, do that a different way. I've had to check people dancing and shaking in different ways. I got a few shakers in here now. It's not, you can tell a snake don't crawl like a lizard. A lizard, he crawls straight forward. A snake, makes some crazy move. And he always trying to get in there, you know. So what Phil got to watch and just tell him, you know, sometimes he might say, hey, that's not glorifying God. You know, you just got to let the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then every now and then, the twins sneak some music in on me. And so they mix it. I know, they think I don't know it, but they mix it. Now, it's going to be up to Terry. I'm going to talk to Terry. Terry's going to shut it down when that happens. Now, Terry wise enough to know what's going on. So in that area, I can't put it on him now. But I need to get Terry to check it to make sure we're not playing worldly music in here. See, that all quench the spirit. You talk about quenching the spirit and grieving the spirit and resisting the spirit. That's three ways you can resist the Holy Ghost. And you know, I talked about atmosphere. So important, because your destiny is in the hand of the Lord and you. Let nobody rob you of that. Too much at stake. You have one life here. You know what I'm saying? Any question? Any question y'all need to ask me? Any question? Barbara. Be real about it, what you're saying. Yeah, I'll go home and try to shake it. I had to deal with it. Still, I have to deal with it. Still, I have to deal with it. I know I got to deal with it. Because the enemy is looking for something to try to harass me with. But I'll deal with him. I've dealt with him before. Yeah. I should have checked it more. Like I said, I saw my son. I mean, just... should have youngened him. You know, you use the excuse that you're trying to train him. Grow up. You have to grow up. Grow up. Make quality decisions. It's so important, you know. Honey, you have anything to say? You have anything to say? You said no, Shauna, Phil, feel free to.
And I was just thinking about, you've been talking about for a long time about bringing us back to God's original plan, and just the way the apostle
Paul, you mic.
Dealt with certain things in the church.
You can give it to him, son.
That's the way the Apostle Paul dealt with, thing that was going on in the church. And, he brought correction or whatever and stuff to it. And so I just really want to say that, I appreciate, your boldness. And I know that, the apostolic that's on your life, pull you to follow God, whatever, whether it hurts or whatever, to me, it's a training for me so that I can do what I need to do regardless of what. It's pleasing God, number one, that's it. And another thing, I want my grandson to apologize for laughing. Huh?
Yeah, you're going to have to, I'm going to tell you right in public, you're going to be tight on him.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all babyfied him too much. How old are you now, son? 19? You're going to have to, he don't have what Jeremiah had.
Mm-hmm.
He just don't have it. Jeremiah is respectful. You got to be tight on him. You can give him a rein and let him go. Don't do that. He need to be snatched in now. He need to be dealt with. And I thank you for doing that.
Yes, sir.
He's not a bad boy, but he just got to know the difference between his time to play and his time to be a man. He's 19 years old. He's a man. Yeah. And you got to bring him to his manhood. There'll be a time you won't be able to cover him. See, and I don't want that to happen.
Yes,
it's real dangerous. So, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wilma, you want to say something? I mean, Carolyn, go ahead.
One of the things that's been on my mind it's been well over 2 months now, and it's, you don't have to be like the world and act like the world to win the world. You don't have to change your appearance. You don't have to change those things that are about you because you want to win the world. But if you would just pray and fast and pray for whoever you want to win, then the power of God will come and that person can get saved, or that person will change, or you'll see them changing before your eyes. Because if you go like the world and think you have to be like the world and dress like the world and act like the world,
right,
then you're saying that the power of God is less than the devil's power.
Yep.
And the power of God is greater, cannot be defeated, but you have to access it. You have to access the power of God in your prayer time and in your fasting time, and it'll be effective. There was a little instance where this school that they're working with in Donaldsonville, they want the school to change. But if you go around that school, pray for that school, fast and pray for those students, you'll see a change come about. Because anything else, you're saying that the devil's power is greater than God's power, and that's not so.
That's not so.
That's not so.
Give it to John.
Our pastor has been, our apostle has been teaching us about maturity. This is maturity time. This is a time that the Holy Spirit reveals some things to you and you begin to see them. Now, true repentance, you repented before God and you repented because basically you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart should really go. I mean, this is the way I'm feeling right now. You know, you don't have to, but I will go up to my apostle with a true heart based on what I saw on this video and repent to him personally with a true heart. I mean, my heart goes out. My heart hurts because my apostle's heart is hurting. Apostle's heart is hurting because God's heart is hurting. He's revealing God right now. And this is how God is seeing what you did. And so true repentance. Not because you got caught. You're not repenting because you got caught. You're repenting because you want to change what you've done. Okay? That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know. Yes. It's a journey y'all gonna have to make. You call, grow up. Grow up. That's a journey. Grow up. You know, there's time we like to lock y'all up and keep you in the house so we can watch you all the time, but we know you got a life to live. And you're going to have to grow up, and you're going to have to face the enemy yourself. We pray for you. And try to tell you the right thing. But as the elder was talking to you and pastor was talking to you, you got to sit before the Lord and let that thing go down deeper into your heart. The reality of the truth, and then think about where and where you're going from here, what you're going to do from here, you know. It's so important. Like I was telling you, I'll go home, you know, I got to minister in the morning, and I know how to cast things on the Lord, cast care on the Lord, but yet this thing, I probably had to deal with it some more. You know, and when I say deal with it, I'm not talking about deal with you, deal with it. How can the enemy come in here and sneak this thing up in here, up on us? We got praying men and women here, love God, living consecrated life, clean, holy, men and women. How can he sneak this thing in here on us and try to destroy, not so much my legacy, destroy the ministry where a lot of people, as the salt of the earth and the light of the world, won't be able to get to it and get delivered because they watch you. I'm from the Word of Life. What? You follow what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Don't rush your career and try to be somebody you're not. Let it come to you. Yield to the Lord. Just yield to the Lord. Let it come to you. He'll bring it to you. He'll open that door for you. He'll fix it for you. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to eradicate all that. I'm not going to show you anymore. Hopefully and prayerfully and faithfully that we can shut this deception off tonight. And that you all will find your place in life and begin to live your life like you should live it. One more time. I'm talking to Darius, I'm talking to Troy. Diana don't hang around here. But I don't want no hanging around here when the office hour over. Out of here. That's your house, but I'm telling you, I don't want no group at your house. I know you might have a party sometime, but I'm talking about this stuff.
Yes, sir.
Montreal and I got to talk some more, and I'm going to deal with it in the way the Lord leads me to deal with it, you know. And Darnell wasn't the leader, Montreal the leader. And I know y'all look up to Montreal, but you have to know that things going to have to change. Okay, I'm through. I am through. Put all those shirts, let's clear this internet and what else was on?
Vimeo, YouTube, we have a site, like a website.
You can take that down, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't want everything stripped tonight. I don't want nothing tomorrow. I don't want to go in tomorrow and see nothing. I don't want nobody to find and tell me nothing. That got to be stripped. We got to regroup, replenish, and go forward. Phil, I thank you for coming, man. Yeah.